guest with me today on the Go Terps with Travis Garrison of the Field of 68 Networks. Got my big bro, Jay Smitty, Jamal Smith, joining me today. Hey, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, man, to join me. I really appreciate it, man. How's everything going?
Everything is love, bro. It's good seeing you, man.
Likewise, man. It's been a little minute. It has, but it hasn't.
Ain't been that long. I just seen you over the summer, man. Don't do that.
Hey, true. How's everything going with the family, man? How the family doing?
Man, everybody's blessed, man. You know, we're in tough times right now, but we're getting through it, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like I said, man, I know a lot of people want to hear from you. It's been a while, you know, since leaving College Park. You know, want to just kind of give people an update about how things going with you. Like, before you got to Maryland, I know you was at Allegheny, the same school that Steve Francis came from. So what was, like, your experience there, and then what kind of led you to choose the University of Maryland as your next college stop?
That's like night and day between two schools, man, because Allegheny's in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. And coming from home to get there, the car I had was only like a four-cylinder. So just imagine that, trying to get up the mountains. But, I mean, it was a tough process. First couple of weeks, just adjusting. You know, I've never really been away from home that long. But once I got there, my teammates, everybody welcomed me with open arms. You know what I'm saying? So that made it a lot easier for me to manage to do what I had to do when I got there.
Right. And I know y'all, Allegheny has a winning tradition, you know, especially, you know, Steve Francis, pretty much not kind of like putting him on the map in a sense, you know, since his time there, then they pretty much got on the map like that. So And you being 6'9", being able to handle the rock the way you handle it, can't shoot as good as me, but
here we go.
But obviously that made you a triple threat, man. So I'm pretty sure you had a lot of colleges trying to get your talents. So what was that experience like in regards to choosing a school, and what made you choose Maryland?
Well, first, I think we probably lost. Like you saying, winning tradition, I think we probably lost 5 or 6 games in 2 years there. But I had Texas, North Carolina, and Maryland. But it's all great schools, all great coaches. Then it just came down to trying to be close to family, because I didn't want to go too far from my parents.
Right.
And then, so I didn't even take no other visits. I just went straight on my Maryland visit, because remember Ryan Randall was a year before me. He's already at Maryland. So I come there, and then it's just love from day one. You know what I'm saying? So it just made the transition that much easier. I said, I don't even need to see nothing else.
And I was, as you was talking, I totally forgot that in a sense, man. You played with Ryan. You played with Ryan at Allegheny.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that basically has something you're doing in regards to going to Maryland too, right?
Yeah, of course. We was tight at Allegheny, and then he went there before I did. So then when I went on my visit, that's who showed me around. And it just, I just love the campus. I love just the whole vibe of the school. You know what I'm saying? So everything else just came in its own.
Right. And then you knew I was going there. So he was like, bad, you know, I'm going to play with
guys. It's funny that you say that, because you remember how we met. You probably remember how we met. Summer, when we first had to go, to summer school. And you came up in the dorm. This is when I think Mutsan was coming checking on everybody.
Right.
And you ran to my dorm. And the first thing you said is, bro, I'm a fan of yours. I said, oh, we teammates now. You can't do that. Nah, I'm joking.
man, because, you know, so you chose Maryland, and we all came in together. Me, you, Chris McCray, John, Nick Cantor-Medley, you know. So your transition to going to Maryland and your first days on campus, what was that process like for you? Your first days on campus, getting adjusted to that, and then kind of talk a little bit about first meeting G-Dub and dealing with him as a coach.
I mean, the transition of the school is tough in its own, because the campus is so big. Allegheny is not even half of that. So when we walk into classes, everything is next to each other.
Right.
Getting hair, it's cool during the summer. When it get cold, it's a problem trying to get to them classes. You know what I'm saying? But we managed to make it work between that and us having to get up. You probably remember we used to have to get up 5 in the morning, go to Cold Field House, do them workouts, the lifting. You only remember that.
I definitely remember that because we had Curtis Schultz was our trainer.
Yeah, that was one of the toughest things getting up to do that, man, because I never had to get up there early until then.
Me either.
That was one of the toughest things, man. But G-Dub, meeting G-Dub, it was tricky, man. It was tricky. Because he's one way when you meet him, but he's a different way when we're on the court. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, he got the best out of us, though. So I appreciate him for being like that the way he was. But he's just a little – then from Jersey, I thought I would get a little favoritism, which didn't happen. Never happened. He showed everybody the same love, man.
Right.
I appreciate that, though.
Right, yeah, and people bring up stuff, man. I totally forget about those early mornings with Curtis Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
This right after they won the national championship, so and we just coming in, you know, me being a freshman and you've been a newcomer, like so, mm-hmm. you know, Drew Nicholas, you know, Ryan Randall, Taj, and all those guys are there, so you know they basically showing like. Look, man, y'all guys gonna come in. We just won a national championship, so
mm-hmm.
y'all gonna get to work immediately. You know,
exactly.
Like you said, and I didn't know what to expect. You know,
mm-hmm.
being in college, and then you know, like you said, waking up that early to get in the gym to lift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the math that we lifted and worked out, but it was a little different structure at Maryland.
Exactly.
The expectations that they had. And then, you know, them, like I said, coming off winning 2 Final Fours, winning the national mm-hmm. championship. So, and then, like, we've been new, so they're going to try to break us in. So, you know, I mean, it definitely was an interesting experience.
Yeah, but I don't even think it was more so trying to break everybody in. It's more so they all seniors. And then everybody else, like, is young. So it's just the gap. They only got the 1 year left, for mm-hmm. them to prove themselves, too. So it's right. just no time to play, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it all worked out for the best, man.
It definitely did, man. You know, we definitely had some very good, interesting times on campus, you know, hanging out. I ain't gonna get too many details, man, about how, you know, you used to, you know, drag me out the house and stuff like that, man. But we ain't gonna talk.
Who?
You.
Don't lie, bro. Don't lie on me on camera, bro. God is watching. Don't be lying, man.
but nah, man. It was definitely some great times, man. Definitely having a great time. You've been a teammate of mine. So, what was some of your experiences like in regards to, like, you know, practice and the games that we had? You know, back then we're in the ACC, so it was the vibe was a little different, you know, in the teams that we played compared to now. So, what was that experience like for you? And then, like, just like some of your best memories in regards to on the court. Like, what were some of the best times in regards to your experience?
It's hard to pinpoint. I mean, well, the best times, of course, when we win and stuff.
Right.
But we had a group that gelled so good that anytime we was together, it's just always good time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't matter if we in our individual workouts, if we in full practice, we in games, like, we all was just always together. Always right. made the best of everything, you know what I mean? That's the one thing I will say, you know what I mean? But we cannot talk about the ACC tournament, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's one
right.
of the top things that come to mind because we was counted out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't expect us to do anything, but we got a bunch of people on our team that you have to have, like, each person has to have that a certain amount of self-confidence.
Right.
So they might be counting us out, but we looking at it like they can't mess with us, like we better right. than them,
and exactly
that's what it took for us to get over that hump,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
So, and that's exactly what you're saying. Like, I know, like, when we first got there, we were our first year there, you know, freshmen, you know, transfers, and the other guys were seniors. And then, mm-hmm. through my sophomore year, your senior year, now it's kind of like it's pretty much was our show, and you know, but we only had our second year of experience, you know, prior to the guys that left that won the championship. So now it's kind of mm-hmm. like it's our team,
yeah.
And we have to make that transition and make it do. So, you know, I know my sophomore year, our second year, it was kind of like the up and down. Like that's pretty much how our season went. We had win a couple of games, then we dropped, then we win a couple more because that pretty much was the make of our team that season, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, us going to tours, the ACC tournament, being on the bubble, like a lot of people didn't have a lot of expectations from it because we were so young. But at the same time, you know, the fans, they want us, they want to win.
Yeah. They want to win. They used to, they understood, though.
Right.
You got to think, we went from, what, 5 or 6 seniors the 1 year to 5 or 6 sophomores the next year.
Right.
Or 4 or 5. Right. So it's just a total different team. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It is what it is. I mean, we still made the best of it, and everybody put that work in to get what we got that year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even with a young team.
Right. And like you said, man, you know, definitely, obviously, you know, we could talk about the winner beating the Dukes at home or even Duke on the road, like what that meant was, just because of what the people not liking Duke. You know, we Maryland fans not liking Duke.
Yeah, exactly.
You think we won a chip. We could have lost 3 straight games in a row, but we beat Duke. All this forgiveness. You know what I mean? So that was always, like you said, that was always a big win. And then that ACC tournament run. I mean, we talk about Florida. When we was at Florida, when we beat them, when they were number one. Good for us that year, especially, you know, given our team. But we still going into the tournament or the bubble. So, like you said, everybody counting us out.
Exactly.
And, you know, so, and pretty much the coach was like, man, look, you know, maybe if we win one game, we'll probably have a chance. You know, that's what everybody else was saying, too. The first game was against Chris Paul and them at Wake Forest. And once we got that win, you know, we was like, man, we probably, you know, have a good chance of getting in now. But we was like, man, shoot, let's go ahead and continue to have fun. Because we was having fun that weekend, man. That was like,
yeah, definitely.
No plays ran.
Yeah.
4-on-1 in.
There's no pressure on us.
Coach let us hoop. And it was like you said, man, it was just all our fun. And we just, because there wasn't no pressure on us. I mean, yeah, it was like, man, you know, people are counting us out. So let's just go out here and just hoop and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
that weekend to me, man, sometimes, you know, because, you know, sometimes they play the ACC rerun on towards the tournament time.
Yeah.
And then how our game is like, that weekend was like one of the most memorable weekends in the history of the ACC tournament. And we're not ACC no more.
Yeah.
So obviously that's definitely big for us, man, in regards to the history and, you know, being the last team to win the ACC championship, I believe. And like, so just even being in that, man, and going through that situation, what that did for me, I know for me as a player and a person, man, it made me able to persevere through anything in life.
Exactly.
And always use that weekend as an example in regards to, man, look, man, so people, we were down by 20 to NC State. People was leaving the arena. I talk to fans now and the people that was at that game. I go to, like, when I go to Maryland, sometimes I go to football games, go to tailgates. I talk to people that was there. I don't know if you had that chance there, bro, but I go back.
Nah, I did.
Man, just hearing their stories, bro, in regards to what that experience was like from their perspective. Obviously, we're playing. We're in the moment, so we don't really know, can't capture what's happening.
Yeah. But
their perspective, I mean, a lot of them was like, man, look, we was leaving. We was walking out the arena. You know, we down by 20. There's no way we coming back from that.
Mm-hmm.
That thing walking out, people was like, yo, they coming back. And they ran back in the arena. And then, you know, we was hooping. Then John just went on.
John was something else that weekend, man.
You went on a tear, man. Then, you know, then you get the Duke. Now we're like, we here now.
Exactly.
We're here now. So, I know, for me, man, that was like one of the most memorable weekends in my basketball career, period. You know, just off, like you said, the experience and the atmosphere. We've been in Carolina with Wake Forest, and Duke. We basically, you know, the underdogs and all that, you know, and then to come out victorious. And still be that team. Then that was your senior year.
Exactly.
That was your senior year.
Which made
it
even that much more special. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Then we end up getting a 4th seed coming from the bubble, get the 4th seed, and then, you know, we go to the tournament. So tell me a little bit about your senior year in regards to, you know, this your last college run, and you know what you're trying to do and how you want to basically leave your mark before you get out of college.
man, it's a lot of pressure on that last year because we all want to go professional. So you got to cross your T's, dot your I's, you know what I mean? And hopefully nobody gets hurt, which we didn't, and just go out there and leave it all on the floor, right, which I did, and that led into other stuff. But it just – It was a positive year. I mean, we had ups and downs, but it was, for me, it was a positive year. You know what I'm saying? Watching the growth for y'all, watching the growth for myself, and then we finished it off with that. I mean, we got to the tournament. The stuff that we could have did different there, it was tough playing Endeavor. You know, it was hard to breathe out there.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It was a great situation, man.
I mean, yeah, especially because your first year, Maryland, with the Sweet 16. Then the second year, we end up winning the tournament and go to the – we end up winning the ACC tournament and then go to the NCAA tournament and lose in the second round. So, you know, that wasn't – like you said, that wasn't a bad 2 years there. Then you went in – you won with the – you made first team all ACC that year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like you said, man, just that alone, man. And I know how much in regards to being your teammate, what you meant to me and to the team, man, and the leadership that you showed – even though you stayed on joke time. hey, stay on joke time. You never know when this guy right here is serious or joking because he stay on joke time 24/7.
Hey, yo, man. Jokes keep you from having gray hair, man. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh, that's why you on your end of gray hair?
Sure don't.
hey, but man, people don't know, man, Jay Smitty, one of the funniest dudes, jokester. You never know when he's being serious or joking, man. But like you said, man, it always kept things very interesting and funny all the time.
Hey, man, positivity, bro. That's what it's about, man.
Oh, yeah. And we definitely got to talk about what I want to talk about, man, is now you finish your very successful year at Maryland. Now it's time to get ready for your pro life, you know, getting ready for the draft. But before we get into that, let me tell you guys a little bit about our partners over at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't signed up with Bet Rivers yet, now's the time because they are offering a $250 match bonus for your first deposit. But what sets them apart is they require just one play to turn your bets into cash money. With their new Rush Pay Instant Approved, withdrawing your winnings is safer, more secure, and more reliable. With the basketball season tipping off, get in on the action by going to BetRivers.com. Today, or by downloading BetRivers app, must be 21 years or older. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now, let's talk a little bit about your situation in regards to now you're done with your college career. Now it's time to transition over and get ready for the draft. What was that process like in regards to your training, how you find the agent, and then, you know, what he's saying in regards to where you're going in the draft?
That's a tough situation because, like, at the time, it's just crazy because you look at stuff now as opposed to then. I'm looking at it as a tweener being 6'8". And can handle, but now Draymond get to do everything, you know what I mean?
Oh, but, man.
But, yeah, I mean, I have picking agents wasn't easy at the time, but I just tried to go with people that like, I came under, you know what I'm saying? So, like, DeJuan Wagner is somebody I grew up with.
Right.
And then he was with Leon Rose. So then I end up just, you know what I mean, going that same route as him.
Right.
So, that, I mean, it's kind of just everything just fell in line for that. And then as opposed to the draft, what we just didn't know. I just had teams to work out for and then just let the ducks fall in a row. Let the ducks fall in a row, you know what I mean? Right. I had to work out for the Sixers, the Wizards, the Magic, the Knicks. I don't know, probably like 8 other teams. And then I was supposed to projected to go with Philly. They end up drafting a dude. I can get the dude's name from BYU. But that's a whole other story. You know?
Right.
It wasn't easy, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
So then I ended up going to Summer League with Orlando. That's when Dwight Howard had got drafted.
Right.
So I'm there with them, working out. But they just didn't have no spots.
Right.
So I'm just trying to get seen by the teams.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then after that, no invites to camp, so I went overseas. Played, started playing in Israel. Played a year there, came back, wanted to try the league again. So I went to the D League.
Right.
Ended up signing with the Spurs, which you can see in the background. Mm-hmm. But the A team is full. So now I'm just frustrated.
Right.
So that's when I went back overseas and went to Japan.
Right.
So I stayed in Japan probably like 8 years. No, I stayed 1 year, went to Italy for two, France right. for one, and then went back to Japan, and I just played there until my back started killing me.
Right. So when you was, because you was with the Spurs when did they win a championship that year before?
Yeah, that same year.
That same year.
Yeah.
So what was that like, man? I heard Pop could be a funny dude, man. You know, a great coach.
I don't know. For me, Pop is like another G'd up, man.
Yeah.
Like, because he's not picking no favorites. Like, right. like he would get on Tim, he would get on Tony.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just to let everybody know, if I say something, it ain't just to you. I'm going to say it to anybody. You know what right. I mean? So everybody respected that. And that's why everybody's out there working hard, man.
Right. What was, because you was out in Italy with Chris, right? When you were in Italy with Chris one time?
Yeah, Chris was out there together. He couldn't beat me, though. You could ask him that. I think we was like 4-0, 3-0 against them.
Yeah. so what was that experience like? You know, now you're overseas, now you're playing against your teammates that you played with in mm-hmm. college, and just being the same country as them. Knowing how, because like you said, when we was at Maryland, we would hang mm-hmm. out together. So what was that like, man? Going to a country where your former teammate was at, and then y'all be able to hang out and play against each other.
He was the only one there. DJ was out there too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's just crazy. DJ was out there my second year.
Okay.
And Chris was out there my first year.
Okay.
But, the thing with Chris is I don't even think I knew Chris was going to Italy. And then he just happened to be out there and we started talking. I'm like, oh, you out here? Oh, okay. So when we play y'all, you know what it is. You know what I mean? You know, Chris, you're talking about, I'm the jokester. Chris being Chris. Yeah. All the crazy stuff in the games. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was, though. But right. Yeah, I mean, with him, it's just hard to meet up with him out there because he was probably like 3 hours from me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So whenever we played each other, then we would hang out after the game or before the game.
Right. So what was one of your favorite countries you played in and your one of your favorite experiences over there? Because I try to tell people all the time, man, that don't really understand overseas basketball. First of all, they think it's sweet because we get – No, it's basically you get paid and you don't have to pay taxes. But I'm saying, look, you understand, we went super far from our families and we're on our own and we got to transition and deal with the different cultures. And because if you have a bad game, they can have somebody sitting in the crowd that foreign game. So, I think it's this. It's a great experience, don't get me wrong. It's a super great experience, but it's not as easy as people may think it is.
Yeah. And every year is crazy because every country, it could be an hour flight to somewhere else. And it's totally different than where you was just at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, somebody could be sitting there. You won't even know that somebody's sitting there. Now, you score 20, you score 12. You score that 12, they can be telling you they don't need you no more.
Right.
And you'd be like, huh? And then you might have back-to-back games. And the dude might already been working out, cleared the thing. And he's ready to play the next game.
Exactly.
Like, it's just crazy like that, especially in Italy. Like, right. they don't play over there about that. Like, Japan don't do stuff like that. Like, they honor what they do.
Right.
But, like, most of them other spots, you might not get paid from some. They tell you they're going to do it for you. Because I remember that happened. I think that happened to Sherrod. They tried not to pay him.
All right, because he's over there, too.
Was he with Bologna, I think?
Right, Sherrod Ford was over there.
Yeah.
Right.
They tried to do it to him. But it's just, it's experience anywhere you go. But for me, like my favorite spot probably, Italy for food. Like Italy's food is just, nobody's touching Italy's food, man.
Right.
But living wise, like Japan, I was in Tokyo. So it's like being in New York.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just way more crowded.
Right.
So that's when my wife, she just had my daughter. So I had her over there with me.
Right.
And, you know, us over here, we know what I mean in a personal space.
Right.
Over there, they don't like, even any country, they don't understand that. So they all up on top of
you. Right.
We taking trains and got my newborn out. She out here trying to cuss people like the Japanese people out. They can't understand what she's saying. I'm like, look, what we do in the States ain't the same here. Like, they not right. purposely being up on top of you.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen people on trains, like, sleeping on somebody they don't even know. Like, it's crazy, man. It's a different culture, man. Everywhere.
Right. I had opportunity to go to Japan a couple of times, but I heard how great it was over there. And I heard dudes that go over there and don't want to come back. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't want to play it because how easy it is on your body, the money, yeah. the money's good, and how they treat you and how you're living is everything is mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
People complain about.
Yeah, like Jawal Williams. He my first year he went to Japan. And then he came back, played for the Cavs, did everything he did. And now he's back in Japan now.
Doing what?
Playing.
He's still playing?
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, Japan, I heard, is one of those countries where you could be 45, 43 and still mm-hmm. playing. Some of them guys got beat over there now, so they got they're part of this Japanese a citizen over there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Man, yeah. So I try to tell people all the time, man. That experience, man, that overseas experience is love, man. So now you retired. What are you up to now?
Oh man, I'm in the real estate. I got my little T-shirt business going, training kids, and being a family man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's for me, that's real important because I was always away. So now, like, for the first couple years, first 2 years I came home, like, I just really just didn't do anything. It right. just felt good to be home.
Right.
Now, like, I'm moving around because, like, I've been home for a little bit, but
right.
I'm just happy to be home. You got to think, bro, since kids, like, what, 9th, 10th grade, we've been out the house and doing stuff because of basketball.
Exactly.
Even now there's 6th grade. Like, my niece is in 6th and she's out with the AAU stuff. So she gonna be like that all the way up, you know what I mean?
Right.
So when you're done, like, you just gotta relax, take that little bit of time and let it soak in.
Oh yeah, I definitely know what you mean. When I retired, what, 2017? Man, as soon as I retired, bro, man, when I say I ain't touch a basketball or weight, I ain't do mm-hmm. nothing. Cause like yeah. I said, been doing that since I started playing basketball at the age of what, 8, and that's all mm-hmm. I've been doing. So I'm like, man, I was the reason I retired. My knees started to hurt a little bit, but I was just tired of it. I was tired of the grind of it. You know what I mean? I love traveling. I love traveling. Mm-hmm. I love experiences, different cultures. I love that part. But what it does to your body, you know, it was times I couldn't get out of bed. My body's aching. Then I get out of bed perfectly fine. You know, but yeah. We had our time, man. We had a great experience. We achieved all we could achieve. And then, you know, whatever mistakes or happens, things that happened along the way that we didn't like, we use it as learning lessons and we help teaching the younger generation. And I applaud you definitely for that, because I know you say you're training. And, you know, mm-hmm.
They got to get the knowledge from somewhere.
Exactly. And then you, man, now, man, if you was in college coming out your senior year now, lottery pick.
Bro, that's what I tell you before. It's not even just me. It's a lot. It's a few players that was doing that. But KD really opened it up, because KD was so good at it that they had to accept it. You know what
right.
I mean?
Like back then, like you said, tweeners, it was ain't like those. They ain't like crazy or four. Like now it's like, you a tweener? Oh man, you 6'9", can handle like that, angus like, oh yeah, it's like a no brainer. But back then, like, what is he? What is he? They was like trying to figure out what he.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
it's crazy.
Like you said, man,
it came a little too early, man.
Hey, everything happens for a reason, I guess.
Yeah, it's all love.
Hey, but I ain't gonna hold you too much longer, man. I know you got a lot going on. I just appreciate you taking your time out your schedule. I appreciate you being my brother, my friend. I appreciate you from being my teammate back in college. You know, with all the experiences that we had and. You know, the advice that you gave me and all the fun times that we had, man, I appreciate you even now. Like I said, we still, I mean, we hang out here and there. We got to probably do it a little bit more, but You know, I definitely appreciate you, bro. Like I said, thanks again for joining the Go Terpins with Travis Garrison on the Field of Success Networks. Appreciate your time, bro. Tell the family I say hello. Thanks again, man.
I got it, bro. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me, man.
It's all good, bro.
Love is love.
Huh? Yes, sir. All right, bro.
All right. Take it easy, man.